So let's review. The Mishnah taught, Umevarcha leh shmoin the brachas. After the Kriyas HaTorah, the Kohen Gadol recites eight brachas, which Rashi explains, Al HaTorah asher nasa lanu, v'al HaVoida, ritzei ba'amcha Yisrael, v'sertza HaVoida b'dvir b'secha, sh'oyscha levadcha b'yir enavid, v'al HaYda, moida menach nolach, hatoiv lecha lehoidais, v'al mechilas ha'ovein, mechoy la v'neseinu b'yir mekipurim hazeh, ad melech moichel b'serlech la v'neseinu, v'al HaMikdosh, מספל על המקדש וחיסם ברוך שבוחר במקדש, ועל כהנם, מספל על כהנם, וחיסם ברוך שבוחר בזרי של ארן וכן על ישראל, ועל ישראל, מספל על ישראל וחיסם ברוך שבוחר בישראל, ועל שער התפילה, רינה, תחינה, בקשה, מלפניך על עמך ישראל, שצריכם להיבשע וחיסם בשמי התפילה. A general tefillah by the Kohen Gadol on behalf of Klal Yisrael that all the tefillahs should be accepted and that everyone should be zeicher to the respective yeshuas. The Rambam says, "Be'esha kairei mevarch lefaneu la'achreah k'derech shemevarch meveis haknesses." The Kohen Gadol cites the Berachas HaTorah before and after reading as we do in shul. U'moisiv la'achreah sheva brachas, he then adds another seven brachas for which the Rambam has a slightly different nusach. The Mishnah concludes, "Haroi Kohen Gadol kishu kairei." Ein roye par besar hanesrafen. Va roye par besar hanesrafen. Ein roye kan gadol kishu kairi. Han velaim ne shen rishar. Ela shahisa der khayka u malachish nem shavakachas. The Mishnah is saying that the Kriyas HaTorah in the Ezras Nashim and the burning of the par besar at Sid Yerushalayim took place simultaneously. The next Mishnah continues that the Kohen Gadol immerses for the third time and puts on his bigdi zahav for the next avodah, which is Eloi ve'el ha'am, his own ram and the tzibah's ram. In this segment, he also brought the emurim, the sacrificial parts of the parvasar, to the mizbeach. Now, in Parshas Pinchas, the Torah specifies the korban musaf of Yom Kippur to consist of the following: parechad le'oila, bull as an oila, ayil echad le'oila, ram as an oila, shiva kvasim le'oila, lambs as oilas, sir izim echad lechatos, goat as a chatos. There is a machlikis whether ayil echad ha'amr kan hu ha'amr b'chumash ha'pikudim. The Ayil Ha'am mentioned in Parshas Achri is one and the same Ayil of Musaf mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, and there was only one Ayil of the Tzibur, in addition to the Eilah Shel Kohen Gadol. This is the opinion of our Gemara, or Shnei Eilim Hein, Echad Ha'amr Kan, the Echad Ha'amr B'chumash HaPikudim. There were two rams, one as part of Avodas Mikipurim, one as part of Musaf. The question is, when were the Karbanos Musaf brought? There are various opinions, each based on Pesukim. The par was brought either in the first segment, after the Tamid Shel Shachar, or in the fifth segment, before the Tamid Shel Bein Habayim. The ayil was brought in the third segment as part of Eiloi ve'el ha'am, as our Gemara holds that there was only one ayil. The Shiva Chavasim were brought either in the first segment with the Tamid Shel Shachar, the third segment with the Eiloi ve'el ha'am, the fifth segment with the Tamid Shel Bein Habayim. There are two additional opinions that the Shiva Chavasim were split, either one in the first and six in the second segment, or six in the first and one in the second segment. The Sir Izim Echad Lechatos, also referred to as the Sar HaNasa B'chutz, was brought either in the third or fifth segment. To sum up the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, which is the accepted halacha, and according to the explanation of Rashi, the general order of the Avodah Zarah Mikipurim is as follows. After the first tefillah, while wearing Bigdei Zav, the Kohen Gadol brought the Tamid Shel Shachar, as well as the Par HaOila, and the seven chvasim of Musaf. With the second tefillah, while wearing Bigdei Lavan, the Avodah Zarah Sayyam takes place, which includes, among others, the shechita of the Par Kohen Gadol and the Sar LaHashem, the sprinkling of their dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and on the Pareichis, the Ketoris in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, sending off the Sar LaZazel, and the reading of the Torah. With the third tefillah, while wearing Bigdei Zahav, the Sar HaChatas of the Musaf is sacrificed, as well as Eila ve'El Ha'am, and the Emurim of the Par Vesar are brought to the Mizbeach. With the fourth tefillah, while wearing Bigdei Lavan, the Kohen Gadol enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim to retrieve the Kaf HaMachta used earlier for the Avodas HaKetoris in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. With the fifth tefillah, while wearing Bigdei Zahav, the Kohen Gadol brings the Tamid Shel Bein Habayim, the afternoon Ketoris, and kindles the lights of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Some Rishonim, including the Rambam, hold that the Tamid Shel Bein Habayim was brought in the third segment. In our Machzorim, this is one of the differences between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad.